Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
So here's the thing. When you start to think about your thoughts and a thought and an emotion repeated over time, thought and an emotion repeated over time create your beliefs. And our belief system was created when we were young. So, you know, talking about money, let's think about where did your beliefs come from in regards to money?
Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
When it comes to work, communication is key. Even if you don't have a writing job, sounding unconfident, indecisive, or passive-aggressive can hold you back professionally and hurt your team's productivity. Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions make sure you're always sending the right message. Sound clear and confident in your writing and automatically replace negative-leaning language with solution-focused alternatives. With Grammarly's help, you can build stronger relationships at work, be constructive in the face of challenges, and help your team get things done. Grammarly works where you do, so your team's projects get done before the deadline. And with features like comprehensive spelling, grammar, and clarity-focused sentence rewrites, Grammarly helps keep your writing efficient and mistake-free. The right tone can move any project forward. Get it just right with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to sign up for free. Then get 20% off when you upgrade to premium. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/podcast.
I've been fascinated by understanding how you actually achieve goals and really move past belief systems that don't serve you anymore, particularly when it comes to money. Have you ever had like a goal, maybe even a big goal, but you just can't seem to get there no matter what you do? Maybe you doubt your ability to do it or your bank account to actually get you there. I feel like this is a lifelong process, but along the way, you get access to gems that I think, if you really utilize them, help you speed up the process. Our guest, Hillary DeCesar, is one of those gems. She is an award-winning entrepreneur and author of a new book called Relaunch, Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life. Hillary's got a proprietary 3HQ method that helps you combine your head, heart, and higher self to create new brain patterns and really shed those limiting beliefs, because yes, it all exists in our brains. You'll learn how to use Hillary's 3HQ system to start achieving your goals. And in the process, you're also going to better your relationship with money. We dive deep in this one. So let's start talking. You know, I think we both can agree that this global pandemic has a lot of us asking ourselves, like, is this the life I actually want to live? And so many people are saying no, but I don't exactly know what to do about it. I read this stat, you probably know this, but in 2021, 47 million people just voluntarily decided to leave their jobs and try to find something a little bit different. But I know there's always, you know, the fear and change and money and belief systems, like that all kind of gets into the way of things. And I want to dive deep into that. But first, you say that sometimes quitting is actually starting. So tell us about this idea of quitting to start.
Well, I have to take you back to when I worked at Oracle, a high-tech company, Silicon Valley, and I had something that I kind of termed corporate guilt. And I felt guilty when I was at work because I wasn't with my three little kids. And I felt guilty when I was home because I knew I had a bunch of other things I needed to do. So I was caught in the middle. And hopefully a lot of the people listening can understand what I mean by that. Like, you're never where you're supposed to be. Right. You're never satisfied. You're never present because you're always thinking about like when I'm going to be doing this or when I'm going to be able to do that. And so what's happening today, and I often call it, you know, relaunches that are happening within people. And for the first time ever, we have global relaunches with the pandemic. As you mentioned, we have health crises, financial crises. We've got all these things going on globally that's causing a lot of stress. And then we've got business professional relaunches that are happening, like the great resignation, like people trying to feel like, you know, is this really what I want to do? Am I really satisfied with where I am? We've got this quiet quitting that, you know, yeah, people are staying right in their job, but they're not really happening. And then we've got personal relaunches that are happening, right? We've got, you know, relationships that are changing and people moving after, you know, being in a certain area for a long time. And so it's all come together. It's like this big self-combustion. And so people are reassessing. People are looking at it and they're waking up in the morning and they're saying, okay, I just had this crazy night of sleep. Now what?
Right, exactly. And I mean, it's kind of like perfect storm, right?
It is the perfect storm.
Like so many things happening at one time. It's almost like it's forcing us to look at everything again and really, I think, maybe try to step into like an authentic place for ourselves or figure out what that even means. I think for so many of us, it's like wait a minute, who am I actually? I want to go back to those belief systems because we talk about it a lot on the show. Sometimes we have big goals, like we want to change our career, but then the voices of our partner or our friends or family or even just our own voice kind of get in there and tell us that we're crazy, like we're not going to make enough money, we're not good enough, all of those things. And then we just kind of stay stuck. So, you know, how do we untangle, maybe even first become aware of, but then untangle these kind of false belief systems that are keeping us stuck?
So there's something that I just wrote a book called Relaunch, Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life. And one of the things that the book is really based on is this idea that you just said, and it is called the 3HQ. And it's a framework that anybody, anytime can pull out and use. And it's so powerful because it's within each and every one of us. And 3HQ stands for head, heart, higher self. And what does that really mean? It means that we got to get out of our head.
Right.
We got to get out of our head, tap into our heart so that we can actually be in alignment with higher self, which is your best version of you, as you said, authentic self. And where we run into problems is in the head. We spend so much time trying to maneuver our way through, push through, trying to make things happen when they aren't necessarily in alignment with us. And so you have running in the background. We know that we have 6,250 thoughts a day. And I had to do the research on this because I initially put, you know, what I had always heard and what I was taught, which was 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. And then my editor said, well, prove that. Where is it? And I'm like, oh, wait, it's been debunked. We now know that it's 6,250.
Which is still a lot, right?
Which is still a ton. And 85% of those are negative.
Wow.
So all of a sudden it makes you take this like sigh of relief that it's not just you. You are programmed to be trying to keep yourself safe, to keep yourself in certainty of like what's going to happen, because that's who we are. That is what, you know, for millions of years, that's what we've had to do. So here's the thing. When you start to think about your thoughts and a thought and an emotion repeated over time, thought and an emotion repeated over time, create your beliefs. And our belief system was created when we were young. So, you know, talking about money, let's think about where did your beliefs come from in regards to money? Did your mom, did your dad say, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. You got to, you know, work hard in order to make, you know, money, or money's bad. You know, being rich is a bad thing, or we're not like that. We're not like them. What are the stories you're telling yourself? Because those stories are based around your belief system and a limiting belief that you don't even know about that's running in your subconscious brain behind the scenes could actually be stalling you out from having revenue that continues to grow quarter after quarter. Have you ever noticed that like things are jamming, things are going so well, and then all of a sudden it's like you get pulled back? Well, gosh, I thought I was going to be able to get to 7 figures or 8 figures, and then all of a sudden I'm being pulled back again.
Yeah.
And it's like, why does that happen? And it happens because your identity is around your belief system. Your beliefs, your identity can't be above your belief system. So if you're constantly thinking, oh, having money or having a successful company is really out of my reach, and you don't even realize that that's what you're thinking, that's actually holding you back from success.
That's so powerful what you just said, that our identity can't be above our belief system. And, you know, part of the work that I always try to do on this show, after having worked with hundreds and hundreds of people one-on-one as a certified financial planner, and I really saw like what was happening, these false belief systems and these patterns and all of the thoughts and emotions around money that were really keeping people stuck. It wasn't necessarily about, you know, that they just couldn't pay off their debt, or they couldn't increase their credit score, or whatever it is, whatever the, you know, the goal of the day was. But it was really what you're talking about, all of the gunk that got in the way that they were not aware of, because we don't walk around and talk about these things. Nobody says, hey, let's sit down and let's talk about those false beliefs. But what you're saying is it's so critically important to do that work in order to create change and, as you say, relaunch yourself in a different way.
Well, and as you having that certified financial planner, you know, experience, what happens, whether they, you know, are talking to you about, you know, their finances or where they're coming to me and they're like, I want to manifest, you know, this incredibly successful business and I want to make this huge impact. Until we get to that point where we really understand that instead of in, you know, one of these types of limiting beliefs, we've got to break that down. And, it, you know, we have in our head running on autopilot these limiting beliefs until we literally say, it's time, we got to stop that. You're going to be continuing to hit the wall every single time because your subconscious has two things that it is supposed to be doing for you, keeping you safe and keeping you familiar. Ooh. It wants you to keep running the process over and over. And in fact, when you start to say, you know what, I'm starting to challenge this story that I've been telling myself, that it's actually not mine, it's my family's story, your subconscious will now be like, wait a second, you're going into that like gray zone. We want to bring you back to this zone. It's like, you know, mission control.
Right. There's a problem.
There's a problem. So they wanted, you know, it just keeps bringing you back to that limiting belief because that's your belief system. And your belief system is 100% to you factual.
You mentioned manifesting. Tell me a little bit about, because I think manifesting, it's something I do in my own life, something I believe in, but I still think for a lot of people, it feels maybe a little bit, I don't know, a little out there of a concept. But tell me about, you know, manifesting, how important that is or what role that plays in relaunching yourself. And how do you manifest?
So here's the thing. When you think about what you're trying to bring into your life, and there is scientific evidence that, you know, you often hear about, and I get that, you know, the woo part, because we hear about like law of attraction, like what you're, you know, thinking and what you want to attract, you'll get. But what really happens, and when you think about energy and what you put off, you think about tuning forks. Such a great example that when one tuning fork starts to vibrate, the other one will also vibrate. There's energy associated with everything. And we know this scientifically. This is not like, ooh, Hillary's saying something that, you know, believe it because I'm saying it. This is like factual. So now when you start thinking about wanting to create a more successful business out there, and you start to think about like what you're putting out, I want you to think about law of attraction. And law of attraction says attract. It's attracting. Like I want to attract. But really what you have to be thinking of is physics and law of resonance. And what you resonate with, you bring into your life. What you put out there at an energetic level, you're going to be bringing into your life that level of energy, whether it's, you know, you're trying to manifest, whether you're trying to increase or hit a goal or an objective, you want to put out there what you ultimately want to get back. And we know energy has levels. We can measure levels of energy. Emotions have levels, hertz levels. And so when you think about your thoughts, and you're thinking about like, gosh, I just can't, you know, every Q3, I bomb out. What's going on? Well, that has an emotion attached to it. And that emotion has energy attached to it. And there is a vibration that comes off of that energy. And then from there, you've got a frequency that you're sending out. And so what we want to be doing is raising our energy level so that we're not at that low level of shame and blame. And I'm blaming this. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough marketing. I don't have enough, you know, salespeople. And we want to take it up because that's at a 20 to 30 energy level on this, you know, and again, they can measure this. And we want to take it up to being able to be at a higher level because then you're going to be attracting in, manifesting in at that higher level. So you know, there's always that victim victor. We want to be a victor, but there's a real reason we want to be the victor. There's a real reason we want to elevate ourselves to this ability to bring in more of these high paying clients, more of these people that have an energy like you. Often we hear about like-minded people that we want to bring in. Well, those are based around a concept, a belief. I want everyone to be thinking and turning this up, like turning it on its head to say, instead, bring in like-minded energy.
So what if, you know, somebody's listening and they're like, okay, Hillary, I do this. I try to really, you know, focus my thoughts in this way. I playing around with this idea of manifesting, but there are a lot of things in society that, you know, might be keeping me down. Like maybe I'm a female and I'm well underpaid and I don't know how to overcome that reality with my thoughts. Or, I mean, we could go down the line. There are so many different discriminations and whatnot. Specifically, we're talking about money in society that exists. So how do you balance those things?
Absolutely. And this is a huge one, especially for women. And when you think about, you know, the glass ceiling and that, you know, men are paid more for the same jobs, I want to take it back to the belief system and what you focus on, that glass ceiling, it continues to stay there. So what if we looked at that as what I call a bug, a belief underground surfacing, a limiting belief, and that the limiting wall, even though we're saying that that is, you know, circumstance, Hillary, that's what's happening in the environment. We need to be able to have it within us so that we can see it with, you know, on the outside as well. So we have to start with what I call a bug, your belief underground surfacing, this belief system, like I can't seem to get ahead. I can't seem to get a break. I can't seem to, and you fill in the blank. And once we realize that, okay, wait a second, I do have a limiting belief around this, that I am now tying into a global belief that you are, it's like doom and loom before you even get started. So what we want to do is start with ourselves and say, all right, you know what? Is this a circumstantial type of system? Or can I say, you know what? Because are there people right now that have broken through the ceiling?
Yes.
Can we see evidence out there that there are people that this is not necessarily this, you know, this false sense of this glass ceiling? Once we have evidence that this is not happening for every single person, then there is no difference between you and me having that success. It's how we think about that success. It's how we think about money that is holding us back. So what I do is I take people through a belief blaster. And the belief blaster is neurologically based. It's in, you know, the neuroplasticity of our mind, of our head, of our brain. And again, scientifically, we can see on scans that when you do this belief blaster with a limiting belief that says, you know, I can't make more than this, my job won't allow me to make more than this, we start to blast that and say, you know what, instead I'm taking that limiting belief out. It does take time. It takes 67 days to completely break that apart using my process. But then you create instead an empowering thought that says, you know what? What if there isn't a glass ceiling? What if I do want to, you know, put out there that I, you know, I'm going to make six figures, seven figures, whatever you're going to be doing? Then all of a sudden you're coming out with, because remember, your subconscious is going to map to whatever you're training it to do. It's going to make sure on the outside that it gives you what you have on the inside. And again, talk about manifestation, but also let's talk about the scientific evidence behind it.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
Yeah, I like that. I like to geek out on the science stuff too.
I do too. Because that's kind of my jam. I love it.
I think it's, it just shows validity, right, to what we're talking about. And because so much of this is the power that's going on in our subconscious and in our brains, and we feel like we don't have any control over it. But there are ways to change it. I find it super fascinating. It's also super frustrating that it's hard to do, if I'm going to be honest.
Okay, but Shauna, can I say something?
Yes,
on that?
Please.
Here's the thing. I don't know how old you are, but let's say you're in your 40s.
That would be correct.
Okay, let's say that your limiting beliefs were created when you, let's say you're 40 exactly, and your limiting belief was created anytime between you were 5, 7 years old. So you've been carrying this limiting belief
years.
For 35 years. And I'm telling you, give me 62 to 67 days to help you with that, because neuroscience has advanced so much in the last 10 years that we didn't even know that this was possible. And now we know it.
Wow.
We see it on scans. There's a process called synaptic pruning. Think of it like going out to your garden and literally like cutting off part of a rose bush. Mm-hmm. It's no longer there. It's gone. Like you have now taken that rose and you're bringing it into the house. It's no longer attached to that rose bush. It's on its own. That's what we do with the belief blaster. And so I often joke like, okay, you've been carrying this around for 35 years. Can I not have 67 days to do this for
that
you?
That seems like a very reasonable request. Yeah. And I think about like what sort of freedom would we all have in the world if we were able to push through, get through these limiting beliefs. I think about like, imagine what we all could do and achieve. And just more than that, like how we could really maybe step into the life that we want to live. Because I think a lot of us feel, you know, separated from that. And money is certainly something that we use as a linchpin. And in your book Relaunch, you talk about the why in our lives. And you say that the truth of who we are, it is often obscured from us, hiding in plain sight as we just struggle to figure out the basis of our why. Like, why do things matter? Why are we here? Why do we want to serve and support others? I really like that. I talk about why all the time when it relates to money, but how do we find our way back to have this understanding of like, why are we even doing any of this?
So this is it's so nicely put into the framework of psychology, and what we have within us, we're projecting without, you know, right? It's what's within is without. And when we look at that, we are a direct reflection of our business. Let's just start there. And if you're not in alignment with what you are doing with your business, have you ever worked? You feel like you're doing everything. I've done everything I'm supposed to, and it hasn't happened for me. And yet, you know, Susie down the road, or, you know, Susie who's doing the same thing, it's just coming so easily to her. And so where I get into the concept of 3HQ, that, you know, the 3HQ method, this framework, the head, the heart, the higher self, in the heart, once we've gotten rid of your bugs, once we've gotten rid of your, you know, limiting beliefs, once we've changed your thought processes, because you're now more the, you know, the wiser of what I've just talked about, then we go into that heart. And in order to really assess, you got to assess where you are in all areas of your life. And I actually have people give themselves scores. I take them through this process. And then you realize one area of your life can actually be holding back. It's called the relaunch effect, you from having that success in other areas of your life. And so it's all interrelated. Everything is aligned together. And whether you're having a relaunch because you're going through a relationship situation, a divorce, whether you're having a health relaunch, whether you're having a business relaunch, whether a relaunch is just getting to the next level in your company of revenue, of your profit margins, of being what are you taking home? How often do we work with people that are, you know, they're making the revenue, but they're not taking any of it home.
Right.
And you sit there and it's like, is that your why? Is your why designed so that you're going to work yourself to the bone? You're not able to take the vacations. You know, it's a lifestyle of success that I like to align people with. What is it? And it could be very different for me, for you, for others listening. You know, for me, I love travel.
Me too.
I love spending time with my family. That's what I work so I can play.
Yes. I love that. You also, I did read you're also a self-confessed adrenaline junkie.
And that's part of, yeah, I really, you know what? I have always been. I am one of those, like, you know, if it's kind of that crazy, I skydive, you know, it's just like, I love it. I love that feeling of pushing yourself because I don't like being stuck in my comfort zone. And I really don't like being stuck in any type of burnout zone. And they say, I have another zone that I talk about a lot, which is the G zone, which is at that higher self level. And the G zone is really broken into your greatness zone, your growth zone, your gratitude zone, and this concept of, you know, hey, I want to be grateful. But the one zone I want to talk about with what you just said, with me being this adrenaline junkie, is that I want to continue to feel like I'm growing. And for me, when I'm putting out my great list and I'm like, these are all the things that I want to do. Then when I look at growth, how do I achieve those? What do I need to actually be doing? What courses do I need to be taking? How do I, you know, get myself into that, you know, ability to go out and do some of the things that I want to do athletically? Like I have to train, and so it's so important to be thinking first and foremost, what do you want on that great list? What do you want to be able to do? And then looking at the growth as, all right, I want to get in my G zone. I need to start thinking about that next level.
Yeah. So as you're talking, I'm just thinking this idea of higher self and that kind of G zone. Like, I don't know the exact question I'm trying to ask, but I'm almost thinking maybe it's as simplistic and yet very complex of like, how do we actually reach that place?
So the greatest part is that I'm a simple girl.
I like
and
that.
If it gets too complicated, I'm out. I'm not interested. And so when you think about 3HQ, you think about getting out of your head, getting into your heart so you can tap into that higher self. What is that higher self? That higher self is the energy associated with actually bringing things into your life that you want, manifesting whatever you want. And, you know, I often say when you start working with a coach, you better darn well know that that coach has been able to manifest, bring into her life, his life, what you're really looking for in your life, because there is something that we know to be true with psychology, with the human, you know, existence, that the coach has the ability to impact whether you are able to hit your goal or not. And it's a crazy thing that if I'm a coach and I don't believe that you can actually have an eight-figure business, then that will directly impact if you're going to have an eight-figure business because I'm your coach. Whereas, heck, I believe that literally I haven't found somebody who's come to me that has, you know, some wild, crazy, you know, desire to be, you know, have this under their greatness. I have never said, you know what, I don't see it. I truly believe that. So with my believing, I then can coach them into achieving. And it's a really incredible experience. It goes back to Carl Jung, who was one of the founders of modern day psychology. So it's a fascinating perspective, but make sure that as you are getting super clear, and if, you know, hey, we all need when we go out and we start to learn how to play, you know, tennis or some of these other sports, we want a coach to help you get there faster. And that's what a solid coach, whether, you know, financial advisor, you got to have these people who know what they're doing and believe that you can actually do it.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's ASPCAPetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's ASPCAPetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIt a part of your financial routine and join EarnIt's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIt, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIt today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIt app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIt is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into The Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to The Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in The Daily Book Club.
So tell me about how you decided, okay, I've got to somehow put this all together and create this book relaunch. And, you know, what do you hope the readers get out of it?
So relaunch has been kind of coming up for me for years and years and years of all the relaunches. I was asked, you know, how many relaunches have you really had? And I guess I'm now the relaunch queen because I've had so many significant relaunches that are, you know, life changing. Even one of them would be life changing, whether it was melanoma that I had, the divorce that I had, being a single mom of three, you know, moving after 25 years, selling a house, losing my mom to cancer, losing my dad. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But I felt like after my mom died and I took care of her the last 14 months, that I needed to share the 3HQ process because so much of it came from her, from the ability to be able to move through things in life gracefully and be able to actually not get flattened by yet another relaunch that is potentially around the corner right now. And so once I had all this, you know, it was right during the pandemic. And so I didn't have the ability to go do an eat, pray, love year. And I didn't have the ability to go do a wild adventure, you know, off walking. I had to come up with something else, and it was the book. And I buried myself into my office, and everyone was working from home, and created this as a manifesto for people to be able to get through some of the biggest challenges and have transitions create transformations, but in positive ways, so that you don't feel like you don't have, you know, hope, but you actually can get through. And I have a podcast as well that I've interviewed over 150 people that have had some of the most insane relaunches that you could imagine. And I ask the question, whether on air or off, I say, you know, if you could go back and change what happened, would you?
Wow.
And Shauna, not one person has ever said I would. And we're talking near-death experience. We're talking terrible, you know, awful, awful things. Not one.
Wow. I mean, at first, I just want to say thank you for sharing candidly your own relaunches. Maybe think of mine. We share some similar ones. I've been divorced myself and lost literally every asset that I owned. I had a miscarriage of twins at 11 weeks that was very difficult. And about 4 years ago, became permanently deaf in my left ear with 24/7 tinnitus that I deal with every day, and it creates all sorts of other bevy of wonderful things,
sure,
like anxiety and panic disorders and all sorts of things. So, but what I love about having these kind of candid conversations is that for anyone listening, I hope that you know you're not alone, that this is what we all go through. I mean, this is the part of life. This is part of the process, and that, you know, there's a support system out there and great resources like yourself and your book to really help people feel like they're not alone. And I'm thinking we're in our last, like, kind of, you know, 60, 90 days here of this year. And if I'm listening right now and I really want to, get over some of these limiting beliefs and roadblocks and start going from the process of dreaming about my goals in my life to actually thriving and living them out, you know, what would you tell someone listening right now? Like, what should I be focusing on and thinking about, like, this, you know, last couple months of the year?
I always love when you have a quarter. The quarter is like this fresh new ability, right? And so today is the beginning, as we're recording this, the beginning of fall. And I think, wow, what can I do in the next 90 days? I can blast a belief, a limiting belief. And what would happen if in one quarter from now, you no longer held that belief anymore? How would that impact your life?
Wow. I think it would be probably pretty powerful.
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, just think of, I'm just thinking about like the release that I hope everybody listening feels that is possible, that even if, no matter how old you are, that belief has been with you for as many years as you can remember, that like what you're telling us, Hillary, is it can get blasted, and you know that anything really is possible.
Yeah. And I've been running businesses. I've had, you know, corporate experience for almost 10 years, and literally for two decades I have coached along with all my companies, and it's powerful. And this process, you know, I'm living right now because I have been able to take the 3HQ and have it with me at all times.
I could listen to Hillary for hours. She's got a very soothing and inviting voice, but I really love her honest recount of her own relaunches in life. And my hope is that you found some inspiration in her words, and maybe you're excited now about this journey of connecting your head, heart, and higher self so that you can reach these goals, so that you can maybe bring in something new in the new year. Maybe you're ready to kick these goals into serious relaunch mode and move past these belief systems that are just no longer serving you. If you want to learn more about Hillary, her book Relaunch, and everything that we talked about, you can head to her website, which is therelaunchco.com. You can find the book, a link to Amazon, and a free workshop to really take yourself through the first part of the 3HQ system. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member, someone who you know might also love this as well. As always, you can head to the show notes to all the links to our episode guest, as well as the amazing sponsors that make this podcast possible. I'll see you back here in a few days to keep talking money.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.